What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts, Anne Catherine
and Caroline, and welcome to summer 2025.
Best summer ever. I'm claiming this. I've been claiming this since March. I've been claiming this since March.
Late February.
Well, in March was the first time I said it because I know because we were in San Diego. It wasn't even, it was like.
I thought we were there in February.
Gloomy. Oh, maybe we were there.
Like late February. It was very.
Yeah.
It was late
February. Actually, it may have been like last week of February into March. So I claimed this the best summer ever in February/March because we were talking with our friends about like, oh, who's coming back for the summer? And again, we live in a very like seasonal town in the summer. So
three good months maximum.
And so we try to pack everything into those 3 good months. And this summer, obviously, like, people should have grown up and gotten real jobs and like left by now, but that is not the case because people hang on to those like 3 months. So we're debating who's going to be back, who is going to finally go and do something different. Cause everyone always says like, I'm not coming back. And then lo and behold, they're back. So we're having that debate. And then that turned into like, oh, not everyone's going to be back. Last summer was the best summer ever. Like that was like the last one. Mm-hmm. I said, you know what, guys?
No. Because look, for me personally, and I don't really care about anyone else. For me personally, this is the best summer ever.
Yes. Selfish.
I've been looking forward to this summer since last fall.
Since like, last summer, no, I've been looking forward to this.
But actually, I like vividly remember last fall and the holidays of last year. And it was just.
Okay. We had a good winter.
Okay, but it was
cold. We ice skated. It was freezing cold, but we ice skated. We skied a lot.
It was cold, and I still had, like, one semester of school ahead of me, and it was after I had taken the fall semester off and I was fully working. Yeah. Like, I had another half of a year left, so instead of doing it in the fall, I started working, and then I went back to classes. And that was kind of a miserable decision because I just remember last winter being like, oh, my God, I want to fast forward through summer. Like, I cannot believe I have to do another semester. I have to wait through the cold on the East Coast once again. And so I just can't believe we're here and we made it. And I also want to say before we get into the topic of this episode, a big thank you to you guys who listen to the show and who support us for, you know, giving us a little bit of grace these past few months.
This last year, granted, we did 5 years of college, but this last year has been a lot. I don't want to say a shit show, but like in a good way, a shit show. I feel like everything is just, we started the show our
sophomore year
and at the summer after freshman year of our college. So pretty much like our entire undergrad, our entire time in undergrad, we were doing the show alongside school, which is totally, totally feasible. Like everyone, it is very common to have jobs while in college here in America. Like that is norm
here
that
in
is
America.
Like here in America. Well, I don't know what I don't know what it's like in other places, but like it's normal if students don't have jobs, but it is very normal to have a job alongside school. And so I don't think that's like a crazy thing that we did both at once, but then we started bringing in third jobs. And so then we had, I'm obviously like
school plus corporate
jobs plus social media and podcasts, like then it becomes a lot. So I'm saying like, two, good balance. Honestly, I think everyone should have two main things going on. Yeah, like two kind of main things going on. Unless you're like, oh my God, I'm in, you know what, I was going to say unless you're in medical school or something like very time intensive like that.
But at
like
the same
that.
Time, take care of yourself. I hope you have something else.
It doesn't have
to
be like 50-50 time split, but like if you are grinding on something, have a little hobby.
Yeah, it's really good to have. But all that to say, this past year was definitely the hardest to balance. Our lives were just so busy. And so I just want to thank you guys for bearing with us through that. And I'm so excited that it's summer now. We graduated. School is officially off the plate forever. We have our time back. We have our focus back. And I'm just so excited for the summer and everything that is to come on this show.
On the best summer ever. Also,
the best summer ever.
Saying that we started the show after our like freshman year of college, now where it's been 4 years.
We're about to hit 4 years.
This was our fifth year of college. clarification point, we only went to 3 years of school. I don't want people thinking I'm dumb.
So then I'll just cut it out.
Okay. So if you've been a listener of the show since the very beginning, pat yourself on the back, because that is not an easy feat to stick with us year after year and keep coming back. And thank you guys so much for continuing to come back, because whether you're day one or this might be the first episode you're listening to, like, we appreciate all of you guys for being here and making this real, so we're not just talking into the void and talking to no one. Like, I love knowing that there are ears on the other side of this, like, listening and talking back with us, whether or not you talk back. I would talk back if I was like in the car listening to a podcast. Like, I'd be speaking.
People have sent us videos before sometimes of doing that a little bit. But yeah, it is really, really crazy to think that we're coming up on 4 years of this show. It'll be 4 years about the time that we turned 23 in the middle of the summer, meaning we started this show when we were turning 19. And I think that those are two very different ages. I think that's like that's a big 4 year gap, going from 18 turning 19 to 22 turning 23. And so, you know, we've evolved so much with this show, and it's so heartwarming how many of you guys have stuck with us from the beginning and grown so much with us now. I know a lot of us are like around the same age, and that's just like, it's so, so cool to think about. And we're so grateful that we have this, and I'm so excited for what's to come. This really does feel like a new time for us, a new era for us, and I'm excited to see where the show is going to go in the summer and all the things that we do with it, where we take that extra time that we have now. I would love to do some events. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but yeah, I'm excited.
Don't
for
put
where
more
girls
on my plate right now.
Going.
I just got back.
So with that said, let's get into this week's episode, which is health trends that we're loving and leaving this summer. I don't know if you've noticed or if anybody listening has noticed, but I feel like...
Did you dry half of your hair only?
Yes. Oh. I didn't have time. You were rushing me. What was I to do? I left the other half up.
I was like, oh, nice half up, half down you're trying, but the half is just like a full bun
it's
on
wet.
The back of her head.
I don't know if anyone else has noticed this, but I feel like the health space on the internet has gotten more inclusive. And I say that in the sense that years ago when I first started on social media and I was more like in the strictly fitness space, it felt like you had to put yourself in a box of like Pilates versus gym versus running. Now, a few years later, I think with a rise in people getting really into hybrid fitness routines, saying like, no, I can do both. I can run and I can lift at the same time. A lot of the old gym girls are now becoming the Pilates girls or becoming the running girls. And I think people are kind of flip-flopping their positions a little bit.
It's so inclusive.
It's become
based
a bit more
like
fluid.
Inclusive on sharing all types of health and wellness rather than just like, here, I am a runner. I am
exactly.
Nutritionist. Like, that's all.
Yeah. And cool. So I think in that sense, maybe trends aren't quite as like polarizing and aren't quite as strong. It's not necessarily like Pilates is the trend, lifting is the trend. I think actually a lot more people are doing a lot of each, or have transitioned from like one thing to another thing, or have changed their mindsets around things. And so I think it's become like a much cooler space on the internet where you don't have to be like, oh, because I was posting lifting workouts this one time, that's all I can do, that's all people are looking at me for. Like, no, I want to share my whole health journey and my whole routine and, like, you know, continue to shift that as it evolves. So in general, when I talk about like health trends we're loving and leaving this summer, I think that the trends I'm seeing are, they're a little bit more niche. They're a little bit more like singular habit focused rather than like entire activity focused. And I think overall, that's a good thing. I like to see that, because I've always been like, you do what you love and what works for you, because at the end of the day, being consistent with something is the best thing you can do. It's better than saying you have to do this one exact thing because somebody saw results and somebody else liked that. Like, doing what you like is what matters most, whether that's one thing, whether that's three things or five different things. And so, yeah, it's cool just to see that people are kind of picking and choosing their routines a little bit more and being more fluid with it.
I mean, I think we've always said that social media is like, at the end of the day, there's so many flaws with it, but like, it is a good thing because it exposes you to a lot of different lifestyles and routines and potential choices that you could make or habits you could add to your own life. So what I like about the trend of people kind of sharing their entire healthy lifestyles rather than just like every single day, I'm only going to share my gym routine, or I'm only going to share me like cleaning my house. I think people are showing the full spectrum of like, this is what all goes into my healthy lifestyle, so that I'm able to scroll through, and with people I follow and people I enjoy following, I'm like, one, you just get general motivation for an entire lifestyle, which I think is way more beneficial than only feeling pressure from like one area of a healthy lifestyle. But what I think is really valuable is I can scroll through and say like, hey, that's so sick that they're doing hot yoga every day.
Yeah.
I love hot yoga. I'm not going every day. That's not, I have other things that I appreciate more. Seeing your video makes me want to go to hot yoga once this week. Or I'm going to take this habit from you. I'm going to take this habit from you because those are what serve me. And that's what like I need and I am interested in. And if I hadn't been exposed to many different people's full healthy lifestyles and healthy routines, I never would have added that beneficial habit to my routine. So I like that people are now expanding from like their very strict niche of just lifting content or just, you know, cooking content, and kind of sharing their full spectrum when applicable. Obviously people are still niched in things, but the general trend is less of niching down into just sharing one facet of your healthy lifestyle for these healthy lifestyle creators, but instead sharing like a broader routine and just way of living, which I mean is very beneficial to just the entire population that is watching this content's mindset around what is a healthy lifestyle.
I also think that it helps position people less as experts in a sense, because if you're posting just about one thing on social media, it does position you as an expert in that, no matter how legitimate you are, no matter how educated you are. And there's, you know, there's a lot of different nuances that come with that, because obviously everyone, I share advice, I share recipes, I share some things backed on research I've read, even though I haven't done it myself. So like, obviously everybody is entitled to share their own experience and their own opinions, but I do like the way that I think people are expanding and trying different things. Is it's also being shared more in the sense of like my journey with this and what I'm learning from this and the things I'm changing and stuff like that, rather than just coming on and immediately being like, oh, I started doing this new thing next, like last week, I'm an expert on it now. I think a lot of people are showing up on social media from the angle of like, I am learning this, I'm figuring this out, and being like kind of a bit more like storytelling and opening up a journey rather than just like handing you a routine.
Right. Like the trend now is to bring people along and show them what you're actually doing in an effort to like become an expert or become good at something, rather than preaching what you already know.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
That's definitely motivating me in my own life, content wise, but also just more specifically in my own life, especially when it comes to running. There's always been some sort of like cardio kills gains narrative, things like that. I think more and more people are realizing and showing that like, no, you can do both. You can, you know,
I'd rather have do strength both and have cardio at the same than, time. Like,
yeah, I agree.
Force myself to do I just agree. One thing.
And it's like, okay, so what if cardio kills a little bit of gains? Like, I'm not bodybuilding. Like, so what? You know what I mean? Like, what is the point if it's something I want to do? Like, I feel like I get that from, like, I've heard it from trainers before and people where they're like, don't do cardio right now or anything like that. It'll kill, you know, it'll work against you. And I get that when you're trying to build muscle. And I kind of went through that this winter. But at the same time, I don't think you should ever be told that you can't do something that you love.
An activity.
And like, yeah, exactly.
But either also, way, like, lifting is going to be beneficial for you. Unless you're going, like, prepping for a show, like a bodybuilding show, like you can go for a run if that's what you want to do.
I saw somebody like on the propaganda trend, like propaganda I'm not falling for, and they were like hybrid athletes, and people in the comments were getting upset and being like, what do you mean by that? Because actually every single athlete in the world does multiple types of training. Like, you do not see a professional, like an Olympian, a basketball player, a runner, blah blah blah, who doesn't do like multiple types of training. So why
hybrid training is gonna have more longevity than
why in our routines box this into something as well? But my point of that kind of being, I've gotten really excited about doing races. If you follow me on Instagram, I just did my first High Rocks race.
Yeah,
and it was so much fun and so exciting. I just
watched my first High Rocks race.
Yes, she did. I did my first half marathon last fall, and I feel like I really want to keep the momentum up. And so I have it in my head that I'm going to train for a marathon in October, and I'm going to use this summer for training for that. And I'm feeling really inspired, you know, just in general in my life, but also...
Wait, did you say you're doing the marathon?
Well, I said I'm planning on training for a marathon in October.
Yeah, public announcement.
I know, a little bit. But I'm really excited for how I'm going to be able to share that journey on social media as well, of like, this is something I'm doing for the first time. I have no idea how this is going to go. I'm going to do my best educated training. I'm going to do this, but like, learning exactly how to fuel, learning how to get through long runs because the mileage is going to get longer and longer, learning like exactly what the right shoes and the gear are to use. Like, I'm learning all of those things for the first time, and I'm excited to share that on social media from a point of like, hey, I'm doing this for the first time. I'm learning it, like not telling you that I know exactly everything that I'm doing. But yeah, I just think it's a fun, more casual way to approach things. And so I kind of like that
and
shift,
more
and it's
helpful
inspiring
for like
me.
The entire narrative of that
yeah.
community. Because at the end of the day, I would say a majority of people are getting their information and their inspiration and their guidance on what living a healthy lifestyle is, or like what being healthy or being fit is, through social media.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good thing. Like, what did mom say today? I don't know if you were there, but our mom brought up some article or some stat that Gen Z, first of all, she said, are you guys Gen Z?
Correct.
I think we are.
We are, yes. Yeah. We're 22.
Gen Z is
we're
like
2002 babies.
40% of Gen Z does not drink. Mm. Or 40% less of something about 40%, yeah, like, which is a large
some
number,
sort of number or maybe
is
drinking
less.
Or at least trying to
or
drink
Gen
less.
Or Gen Z drinks 40% less. You get the point here.
Whatever.
People are drinking less. And I think there's a larger narrative of like, healthy living is important from mm-hmm. a younger age. I mean, we've had guests on the show that are obviously older than us, because there are a lot of great, inspiring and knowledgeable people in this community of like people who post stuff online that learned these healthy habits or started sharing these healthy habits later in their lives. And I'm saying later in their lives as in like mid to late 20s rather than we started in when we were literally 18, 19. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I think that shift of like younger people are sharing this and influencing
mm-hmm.
people their same age to live healthier lives is really huge. Because the people we've talked to that were like, wow, I can't believe you guys are in college talking about this and living
a lot
life
of adults
in this
said
way.
That
a lot of
us.
Adults
said
have said that to us.
There was never anything like
said
that.
Said that in when they were in college, that wasn't really, I mean, it was always an option, but that wasn't like socially acceptable or socially encouraged. Now if I make plans with someone, it's like, hey, you want to go for a walk, like let's do this hot Pilates class and then like mm-hmm. do this, instead of, I mean, obviously people are still going to be like, oh, let's go
yeah.
out to dinner, let's
you,
do this,
you go out, but
I think it's very, very common, no matter who you are, no matter how allegedly healthy or fit you are, to have these healthy habits ingrained in like social life mm-hmm. and a positive social pressure. Yeah. So I think that's huge. And I don't know even where I started with this point, but the point being that a lot of younger people, the narrative of kind of healthy lifestyle has shifted from, because if I was scrolling through the health and wellness TikTok or something, and all it was people preaching like, oh, I just bench pressed 1,000,000 pounds and like, grr, so sick if you can do that. I can't, I'm not interested in being able to do that at this point in my life. And I think that would deter people from getting started in that.
Yeah.
Whereas I think now when people are like, oh, here's my day in the life, I wake up and I like go for a walk and I go to the gym and here's what I do when I lift and this is what I had to eat afterwards. So like eat healthy and fuel myself for the next one. And then I went to work and it's a kind of more average and more attainable, still aspirational, but attainable.
But it's inspiring in the way where it's actually actionable.
Yeah, that you're like, oh, okay, like this is, I can do this. And then maybe you put a little extra pep in your step the next day or that day and you just get going. So I think it's really shifted the narrative around moving from this very niche, almost aggressive form of health and wellness that is being shared through social media, which is where a lot of people get their information based on healthy lifestyles, and I don't think that's a bad thing. If you go in with like some sort of background education mm-hmm. on like what you're consuming as content. But for that to have shifted to a more general and more acceptable and attainable thing that people are seeing a lot of yeah. on social media, I think has astronomical implications, like beneficial implications yeah. on how we now go about our lives as just like
yeah
a general community or like group of people as we do.
Yeah. I think there's more space to be exploratory. I think people are trying to, like, people are not down for bullshit on social media these days. I think I think people are less and less wanting curation and more wanting connection.
Yeah.
And that really tailors itself to not looking at like this perfectly edited and tailored routine, but actually following someone who's like talking to you and sharing a journey and, you know, going to their job and working and like fitting their lifestyle and their habits around that and showing their day to day. And like I said before, it's really cool to look at the like mega inspirational people. But I actually think that inspiration is much more actionable when it is coming from a person more closely related to you. When you're seeing someone your age, a similar job and circumstances, saying like, hey, this is the routine I'm following and the changes that it's making in my life, rather than looking at the, you know, most influential, most decorated athlete. So yeah, I think that the space in general is just become a little bit more accepting, a little bit more free flowing. And that's cool because it's not necessarily like one exact, like one activity is the trend, one body type is the trend, one, you know, XXX, whatever is the trend. It's more smaller things that I kind of want to talk about when we go into what we're loving and what we're leaving this summer. And the first thing that I am loving this summer is movement in the morning. And I actually think that this has to be necessary. And Catherine, that we were saying the other day, we're like, I actually might need to wake up at 5 a.m. if I want to do everything that I want to do with my life this summer. And those things being go to the beach. If I don't wake up at 5 a.m., I do not have time to get a workout in and get my work done and still get the UV while it's hot out there.
Or just play outside while it's social hours. You know what I mean? And yeah. my social hours are during the day. Let me get that straight.
Right.
I'm trying to, this is why I think I need to wake up at 5 a.m., even though it's a summer. So say waking up in the morning and like going for a nice weighted vest walk and working out and then like getting ready for the day. 3 hours. Okay. So now it's 5 to 6, 6 to 7, 7 to 8. So now we're 8. Clock some hours of work in. Say right. 4, 8 to 9, 9 to 10, 10 to 11, 11 to 12. That's 12. Then I got to go play, okay? Mm-hmm. Play for a few hours. Play outside with my friends. Come back, do some more work, mm-hmm. okay? Finish it up, and then it's nighttime and we can play again in a different setting.
Yeah, either you can be in or if you're like me.
While you're doing your spring cleaning, why don't you clean up the languages you know? And by that, I mean check in and practice the languages you already know or pick up something new. Rosetta Stone is the trusted language expert with 30 years of experience, millions of users, and 25 languages offered. Rosetta Stone is the go-to language learning solution. You can learn faster and retain longer because Rosetta Stone immerses you in your new language naturally, which helps you think and communicate with confidence. And you know, Growth with Goals listeners, it's all about confidence. And long-term means long-term because you can learn for life. And with Rosetta Stone, long-term language learning means long-term because you can learn for life. Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership gives you access to all 25 languages so you can learn as many as you want and whenever you want. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Growth with Goals podcast listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That is unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/today to get 50% off today and to start learning today.
You go to bed.
Lame.
But yeah, I am super pro getting myself on an early routine and starting the day with some sort of workout or movement, whether it's a walk, getting outside. I'm going to feel good for the rest of the day. I'm going to have checked that box and not have that be lingering because it's honestly can be kind of hard in the summer when you want to be like, oh, I want to go to the beach and I want to do blah, blah, blah. Like if you know you have to work out later, then it feels like, oh, I don't want to get, you know, sandy, or I don't want to get my hair wet, or then I'm not free to just like kind of go where the plans take me later if I have to do that. So it feels so much better when you do that and you have your time and you get it done in the morning. Especially in the summer, the sun is coming up earlier. The birds are chirping. Like, I just want to be out.
By the end of the day, my plans are going to change, you know?
Yeah. So that is huge for me this summer is I got to wake up early and I got to move pretty much first thing, you know, have a nice coffee, have a little snack if I want it, but then get myself moving. Because if I don't, I'm going to spend like 2 extra hours sleeping, and it's of no fault of going to bed too late, because honestly, I'm going to bed at like 10 p.m. every night. So if I'm doing that, then I got to hit my 8 hours and get right up at 6 and get moving. I can't dip into it from both ends.
Exactly.
And this is one that I wrote, but Catherine's going to love fitness as activities with friends. Because if you already noticed, Catherine has said the word play maybe 4 or 5 times already.
And I'm saying, like, we genuinely went to play Foursquare the other day. And our newest concoction is, which you might be interested in this, we've considered doing what we're going to call the beer mile, which is between the two lifeguard chairs at the beach, we typically go to. It's a quarter mile.
Okay.
So you start, I'm not participating, I will be the judge.
Okay.
Someone will, like, you have to shotgun a beer, run a quarter mile to the other end, shotgun another, run a quarter mile, shotgun another, run another quarter mile. And it's like a timed situation.
And especially running on the beach too is so hard.
A beach run, yeah. So we came up with that last night, and people better stick to it. But like playing outside, meaning all I want to know is who will come outside with me. I don't care what we do. I don't care what, sitting at the beach, meditative, walking. 9 times out of 10, it's, do you want to go for a walk?
Yeah.
1,000,000%. Or pickleball. Really into pickleball. Yeah. I haven't played yet this summer, but like that's a fun activity that people try and throw around. Literally anything that's just a thing. I don't know. Yeah. It's like, do you want to hang out? Yes. What do we do the other day? Yeah. We sat on the beach, walked around, and then we went and got like a sandwich. That was it.
It's so great to make like your, some of your social time also your active time and your workouts.
Yes.
And it can be a really refreshing change from doing your own routine independently every day to then finding ways to be active while you're being social. So it doesn't necessarily even feel like a workout, but you're going for a walk with friends, you're playing tennis or pickleball, you're even going to workout classes, and Catherine's been going to a ton of classes with friends.
Caroline went the other day, and I made her, it was her first time at the studio, and they made a little
plaque. Yeah, I went to
a new studio.
Yeah, it was cute. I hadn't been to a spin class in a really long time, but even the other night at sunset, like, we took the beach bikes out at our house. It's just finding ways to be, like, more active with your friends is so fun because, one, everyone's happy and has a good time, but also it's just, like, a nice way to keep yourself more active without having to be like so strict with a workout routine in the summer when you do want to be a little bit more social and fun.
I honestly think that's a really good way to weed out friends is like if it's 7 p.m. and I say, do you want to go for a bike ride? If your answer is no,
yeah,
for a reason that's not a valid reason.
Yeah. Like I'm so looking forward to an iced coffee beach walk tomorrow. I've said a bunch of times that, you know, we live in New Hampshire. We're pretty close to mountains and hiking and all of that. But I don't really know where to go, and I'm kind of scared to go alone. So I've said a ton.
Yeah, that's a good fear.
I've said a ton. I want to do some hikes this summer and, like, you know, venture out a little bit farther, do something a little different, get in the mountains.
I will say we are very, very lucky, and I'm very grateful for the place we live. I did not like this place or take advantage of everything that this place has to offer until, like, maybe 3 years ago, you know?
Oh, yeah. It was tough. Like,
so I'm saying you kind of have to, like, take it into your own hands and make the most out of the best summer ever. You know, you have to get off your ass and get outside and, like, I don't care if I'm going alone. I'll go for a walk. I'll go sit on the beach. I sit in my front driveway at golden hour drinking a mocktail, like, very frequently. Very frequently. And, like, you can do that anywhere.
Yeah.
And you can do that with anything. Like, I'm by myself. Have a glass of water. Like, I don't care. It's just about enjoying, one, your own company, and two, making activities an enjoyable time for other things, be it your morning walk and workout so that you can get moving with your day and yeah. still fit everything in, be it having friends come do activities or like making plans with people that everyone's going to be involved with and excited with and present with. I think that's a huge yeah. thing. Going back to the bike example, like if your alternative is I'm going to sit here and like, let's just watch TV when it's nice out. And it's again, 3 good months of summer here.
You got to take advantage.
You
got to
take advantage
of it.
And I
want to watch TV too, but after the sunsets.
I'm scrolling.
She'd be doom scrolling.
I'm scrolling.
And Gavin was not scrolling in yesterday, hour. And our dad was like, stop doom scrolling. And she was like, I'm doing research.
Doing research. Yeah, and then he proceeded to, I've never seen him doom scroll.
He was scrolling the other day, and he was like laughing up a storm.
And it wasn't even funny stuff. He was sending like stand-up comedy, yeah, I didn't even and it wasn't it. Even like funny
jokes.
Anyway.
I didn't watch it. So.
Point being, make the time for yourself.
So, health rounds we're loving so far this summer. Taking advantage of your mornings and being active with your mornings. And then also turning, you know, activities into workouts. I want to hike. I want to play tennis. I want to go for morning coffee walks. All of those things. Be active with your friends. And it takes the pressure off of, like, you know, structured workout all the time when, you know, that might not be what you want every single day. Another thing, considering, and Catherine said mocktail and also quoted some 40% statistic on Gen Z drinking less,
yeah.
is I'm loving a more low alcohol lifestyle trend. I think a lot of people are more exploratory with that and are more, you know, open to being like, maybe I don't love alcohol. I don't think for me it ever makes sense to like completely say no, like say never to something, you know, unless there's an issue with it. And, you know, alcohol has its moments. I'm looking forward to like a crisp spritz of some sort, some
I think
wine
you should get
on
into
the
beer
beach.
This summer.
No, I've never had a beer in my life. And honestly, for a long time, and Catherine hadn't either. And I think that's when we diverged as twins, is when you started drinking beer.
Like on a crisp, on a nice summer day, like freezing cold.
Yeah. But there was something. A time where we both had like never drank beer, and then all of a sudden.
All of a sudden, you gotta get your palate accustomed to it.
Anyways, I'm looking forward to, you know, some white wine, a spritz, a martini, perhaps.
Here's my issue. I think I'm allergic to wine. I'm not doing wine. I think obviously red wine is more, but like it's full of like histamines, which knowing myself, that's gotta be the problem. And again, I would be very happy never drinking again in my life. Like I'll go have like one drink because I enjoy the taste and it's like a fun activity. I'm always driving myself home. I have no interest in going out just to drink. Yeah. I have no interest in like do this shot just to do this. You know how people are, not me. If that's where the function is going, but you can do whatever you want. You can enjoy your night however you want. I'm not going to drink just because you want me to drink.
Yeah. We just came out of college, and I think that's a lot of the pressure that people feel there.
Yes, which is so valid, and you're welcome to do whatever you want. That doesn't interest me, so I would go to, like, the pregame or something just to hang out with my friends. That's my time to tap out.
Yeah. I genuinely hope that I never get drunk again in my life. I almost feel bad saying that at 22 because I'm, like, 1 year legal.
No, that's fine.
And I never – but, like – I just, it doesn't feel good in the moment. It doesn't feel good the next day. You don't do things you're proud of. Like, I don't need to cut out alcohol completely, but I just don't want to be drinking. I think a lot of younger people are feeling that way, like more often than not. And that's cool because like I said, with the right people in the right setting, 1, 2, 3 drinks, honestly, really great. And I'm looking forward to some outdoor drinks this summer.
Okay, then come out with us. I had the other day? You would have loved it. Carolyn stayed home. In one hand, I had an acai bowl.
Oh, yeah.
And in the other, a nice Corona and lime.
The best night of my life.
And that's
so
all I
had.
That's literally
beer.
All I had.
That's awesome.
Actually, you can. They now make beer out of quinoa. I know, because I've had it.
Quinoa beer. Okay, yeah. I will try that one day.
You can at Bar Taco.
Quinoa beer. Yeah. So I think more and more people are exploring that, experimenting with it. For me, I think it just came from like, I've never been one to drink that much, but sometimes you just get pulled into it in college, and not in a bad way, because like I've definitely had times where I've enjoyed it and I've wanted to go out, but it has such a long-term effect on me where like for days my sleep is thrown off, my routine is thrown off, I feel more anxious. Like it does not make me feel good. And I think my body, whether it's, you know, stomach issues and digestion or energy or alcohol, like I can be very sensitive and things stick with me for a long time. And so I've just been feeling like, you know, it is not worth it. It's just like not worth the prolonged way that it makes me feel, the health stuff in the moment, to drink too much. So yeah, I kind of like the trend of having a bit of a lower alcohol lifestyle.
Okay, so next on Caroline's list is cold plunge and ocean dip. Obviously ocean dip. The water, freezing cold. Freezing cold right now. I'm really excited. Our friend from Australia is coming, and like it's still so early in the season here. Oh, I bet the water's going to be so cold compared to... I feel as though he's going to be shocked. Wow, James. I know. I'm also very excited. I love when people visit and we can like take them around. I feel like that's a great time to just like reiterate what you know about yourself and like what your routines are and what your favorite things to do are. Yeah, does that make sense?
When you're hosting someone.
When you get to like show someone around your area and what you do and like your routines.
Yeah.
That's always fun.
But on loving, I said cold plunges or ocean dips. I really wanted to get a cold plunge this summer, and then
there's no need for that.
Yeah, I just decided, well, one, I never really got the backing of my parents, and I'm at my family's house, so I'm not going to set up a big tub in the backyard. So that's kind of rule number one. But also I was like, you know what? There's so many other ways to do cold exposure, especially when we're by an East Coast ocean and it's so cold. So I just think in general, like there is just something so refreshing, and it makes you feel so awake and alive by being freezing. So
do you take cold showers?
Sometimes, but I want to do that more because it makes you feel like really refreshed and alive and awake. So yeah, I'm pro using some cold temperature as a bit of a contrast during these summer days to feel good. So that's one thing. And then the last trend, and this is a bit more of a trend that I said I'm loving, is the idea of dopamine dressing, which in Catherine is like such a neutral person.
Listen, I understand it. I'm sure it works. You will never catch me wearing those colors.
Like wearing bright colors, especially in
workout clothes.
I'm talking
hot pink combined with like hot orange.
That's like so fun to me.
I like
that.
And
I always
have
that.
And that's okay.
But
I would feel like I need to rip my skin off if I was wearing that.
Yeah, I'm making my workout closet more colorful this summer, especially with running sets like and things that I'm going to be wearing outside, a little bit more colorful, flowy, bright. It just, yeah, there's something really just like fun about it that makes me happy. So
I'm sure it works.
Yeah, so I'm excited about that.
Similarly, I feel like that's just like what you feel comfortable in.
Yes.
Will bring you energy. Like if you like wearing an all white matching set in the summer.
Yeah, cute, bright.
Yeah, that's my bright, that's my dopamine dressing. Mm-hmm. Wearing all white, or I wear
white, black, brown, and jean. Very nice.
I don't even wear jean that often. I'm not really, but yes, my workout sets will not be hot pink, hot orange, neon green. I guess neon's the word. Neon blue. Not for me.
So a lot of things we're loving, and we actually only have two things that we're leaving. For the sake of keeping this episode a bit more positive, there's honestly more that I'm loving and looking forward to. And if we're calling it the best summer ever, you know, that's a pretty positive standpoint. So I think it's the focus is more so about, you know, what you're happy about and what you're excited about. There are a couple things that I'll say I'm leaving this summer. One, overcomplicated routines. And Catherine, you've always been a huge proponent of that, of like, it's not that deep. You don't need to overwhelm yourself with 20-step everything. Have your simple habits. Do the extra things when you want to do them, or just make it part of like what you do every day and kind of put it on autopilot and make it easy. You don't need to overwhelm yourself with doing things in your routine that actually are not relevant to you or have no benefit to you, or that you don't want to do just because. But by all means, like, build that simple, basic routine, no matter how many steps it has, if those are genuinely things that you can just easily go through every day and that benefit you.
I do feel the need to announce to everyone listening that I do have more steps in my morning routine now.
It's true.
I wake up.
But more so, you have a few like supplements that
yes,
you're doing.
Yeah,
so it's
yeah.
kind of all one.
I've been doing
It is one.
I've been doing castor oil packs at night, which I love castor oil. I used to use castor oil when
The one time you gave me one, the pack came off of my belly button and I didn't try it again.
Yeah.
I could try it again though.
It's well, I have the one that wraps around, but it's so saturated in castor oil that I am scared to use it. I just literally need to wash it, but I got the like little patches that stick to your belly button. You know what I did last night is I literally just put it on my skin and called it a day. I didn't put this little like sticker on because the adhesive has been leaving marks on me. But so I've been doing that and it's phenomenal. And then I wake up in the morning and I get dressed in like gym clothes, obviously. And then I'd have chia water. So I mix chia seeds and water, let those expand on the side. And then I have my coconut cult. You don't need to be buying coconut cult. You can just be eating yogurt. It's literally just for
kefir.
Like
kefir.
Yep.
Probiotics.
Anything with probiotics like that. I enjoy coconut cult because the one spoon is enough for me. I don't want a big bowl of yogurt because it's like a very concentrated pack of pre and probiotics. I like how it's just one spoon. I like the ritual of it. And then I also have a spoon of a little bit of honey with a spoonful of flax seeds.
So essentially you're going digestion crazy in the morning because flax and chia are like the two things where if I have them in my breakfast, it moves right through me and it's awesome.
Yeah. I have the opposite problems. Which is why I used to go to this like naturopathic doctor when I was literally seven. And I would have flax honey every day. I would also have a spoonful of, I can still taste it, this magnesium powder. Yeah. Oh my God, it like had to be refrigerated. I think if the dosage was one spoon a day, I was locking like five in. It was
kinda
so good. Kind of
tasted like cotton candy.
It did. I think the flavor was cotton candy, but it would like
so good.
Kind of melt in your mouth. It was just like a powder. Oh my God. I need to get that back because that shit was good.
We've been talking about going back to like a naturopath.
I haven't been to the doctor in a long time. I do not like the doctor and not, they don't do shit. Like, if you're just going for a checkup, what are they going to do? The last time
in case there is something wrong, but...
Yeah, but what, they can't do anything. All they do is weigh you and take your height. I can do that at home.
They might get your vitals.
No, they don't do anything.
Yes, they take your vitals. Kathleen, you don't know this because you haven't been in a while.
That's if you then go get blood work. But if you just pull up, they take your height and weight. And you know what? They got it wrong last time. They told me I shrunk 2 inches and gained 20 pounds. And they said, or lost 20 pounds. They're like... Oh, was that intentional? And I said, you're looking at the wrong person's chart. I did not lose 20 pounds.
Oh, that's funny.
I've
been having a lot of skin rashes and breakouts and things like that. Like something, you know, like on my actual skin, like arms and legs and stuff, like things going wrong. I've been to the dermatologist twice.
Both times. Fix that stutter.
Both times I have left and I've just been told to take Claritin every day. And I'm like,
helpful.
But like, so I'm like, my body is allergic to something. I'm having a reaction to something. I don't want to take an allergy med. I want to maybe send me to an allergist. Maybe we figure out what like the root of the problem is here. And so because of that, I am interested in going to like a holistic doctor. And I don't know who to find or where to find
one.
But
I said this this morning
to
you.
Well, our mom's really on it as well.
Well, because I told her this morning. That's why she told you. Ew. Well, I'll just go back to my old one. Loved her.
Okay. The second and final thing that is on the top of my mind.
So health trends, we're not interested in the doctors.
Yeah. Okay. So the last thing that I will say I'm leaving is an obsession with a step count. Because... you know, we're all for get your walk in, be active, but somewhere along the lines, it became like you have to get your 10,000 steps a day. I don't want to be clocking my steps or stressing about that this summer because I don't want to ever, I don't know, like, I just think it doesn't take into account, like, how you're being active. Like, there's, you know, there's workouts, there's biking, there's, you know, being outside. And I don't necessarily think getting like a certain number of steps in the sense of people tracking it to the point where they're like, I have to have this every single day makes sense. Because I think if you focus on living a healthy lifestyle, if, you know, if you go on some daily walks, if you do activities, if you, you know, you run, you bike, you hang out with friends, you play tennis or pickleball, whatever it is, you know,
or
you're
square,
like you're being active enough. You may have some days, and this happens all the time, where your steps are like 15, 20,000 plus. And then you may have other days where you're like, you know, 4 or 5. And all I'm saying is that that variance is okay, and it's really not that deep, and it doesn't mean much.
So we're not interested in being obsessive this summer.
Well, yeah, but like I just feel like with steps in general, because I see all the time people are like 10K steps a day, 10, you know, I feel like that's still the trend to say that, but it's a pretty arbitrary number. And I don't think that it makes sense.
Wasn't that made up just to sell, like,
kind of?
What's the thing where it counts your steps? Pedometer?
Perhaps.
Is that the word? It's not the word.
Yeah, I think it is.
I don't think it's pedometer. Foot, walking, ometer.
Yeah, I don't know.
It might be the
word. But in terms of, like, you know, trends, popular habits out there, that's one where I'm just like, there's no magic number. Like, it really doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, but don't be sedentary.
No,
I think steps
of course
are
don't
a
be
beneficial
sedentary.
Thing. And also,
my point
another
being,
good
let some days be 4, let some days be 20,000. You know?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of more negative things.
You're just so positive these days.
Oh my God.
You're just so happy and positive on your best summer ever. You can't think of a bad thing.
So I guess the general consensus is that a health trend that we're into this summer is just being more focused on a healthy lifestyle rather than obsessing over like one specific thing to the point where it blocks you out from other things that you might be interested in, or it might be beneficial for you.
Exactly. So thank you guys so much for listening and hanging out with us. Welcome
back
to the start of A Girls With Goals summer. And if you aren't already, make sure you're following the show on Spotify or Apple, wherever you're listening, so that you get notifications when new episodes come out every week. Also, follow us on Instagram at Girls With Goals Pod and our personal account at Caroline Kinneen.
And I'm Catherine Kinneen. Always linked below, so you can just click on over.
Yeah.
Check things out.
Awesome. Well, we are obviously so excited for what's to come. We're personally claiming the best summer ever, hoping that you guys want to do that alongside of us and we can all just, you know, have a good time. And with that, we'll see you next Monday.
Bye.